Yeah, I thought all round it was a thoroughly deserved win, and we played some exciting stuff again today, which is pleasing. And over the last few weeks, the way the team sort of gelled together, it's been very encouraging indeed, and delighted that, they're a quality side, Wrexham, and they showed in glimpses today that, if you stand off them and let them play, they can hurt you. So, but I just felt that overall, the whole 90 minutes, I just thought we were the better side, the stronger side, and deserved to win today.
Many people were saying, see, before the game, myself included, I thought this was going to be a good test and a stern test to see just what Harriers are made of and how they can compete being such a young side. And they certainly did everybody proud today.
Yeah, absolutely, and I couldn't wait. After the last couple of performances that we've had, the young boys done really well today, and it was a test that we've come through well, and I'm really pleased how they've performed, and that, there's been some really good individual performances as well as a team where we've just started to gel together nicely. And to get the 3 points today was important, but Wrexham are a very good side, and I was delighted with everybody today.
I know that much is going to be said in the papers and everywhere else. The fact that the opening goal scored by Jamiel Matt, it was going to happen, wasn't it? Yeah, sooner rather than later.
Well, I mean, he's been back now a couple of weeks, and he's still obviously trying to find his feet and get his match fitness and what have you, but I thought he did very well today, and he showed that to get on the end of it. I mean, it was a great ball in for the cross, and then Jamil was on the end of it, so I'm just pleased he's got a goal for himself today. That'll give him a big lift, but his overall performance again today I thought was very good.
And we heard from Nathan Blissett as well, who reckoned that was his best first touch in football at this level.
Well, I mean, to come on and score as a sub with your first touch, I think I did it once actually at Worcester against Jimmy Coombs going way back in the day. But no, I mean, it was great to see Bliss get their goal, and that just gives you that knowing that I think it was 89 minutes or even 90 minutes had gone, and just that second goal to give you that cushion of knowing that you'd win the game then.
Steve, I know after the opening five games, did you imagine standing here on the 31st of December saying, okay, now we're in the top half of the table, now we can start playing?
I always felt that the ones that we'd brought in, what they were capable of, sometimes you just don't know how they're going to adapt to stepping up. Like I mentioned this week, the likes of Bliss and Marvin Johnson and Malbs and Rowe all were playing lower down, as was Carl Storer, when we brought him in. So, I mean, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time for these lads to just find their feet a little bit. And same with Shane Dunkley, come from Hensford. He's done terrific since he's been here. And it's sometimes you just expect these lads just to, step up to this level and produce performances from the off, and it takes a bit of time. It takes hard work on the training ground with them, but I can see signs. I've seen signs over the last month now what they're capable of doing, and we've just got to keep that up now.
You go to Tamworth on Tuesday night, Steve. To keep this run going, it's not going to be easy up there.
No, it's never an easy place to go, and we're going to be without a couple of key players now through bookings. I mean, we did think about bringing Carl Storer off today, because Kyle, Briggsy, and Callum were all one booking away from a suspension, and we were sort of taking odds on before the game that there's surely not a chance that they'll all get booked. But then, when the first two bookings, one was Callum and then Briggsy, we feared the worst, and we were looking at perhaps bringing Kyle off, but we kept him on, and he never got in any problems. But obviously, we're going to be without those two, but it gives somebody else a chance to come in. But it is a tough place to go. But we'll get in on Monday and work again and go and get ourselves ready for the Tamworth game.